Maria Salazar suggests Republicans pass DIGNY.amnesty for illegal aliens to prove they are not racist. By John Binder on April 13, 2026. Representative Maria Salazar, RFL, says Republicans ought to pass her DIGNY.Act, a broad amnesty scheme allowing millions of illegal aliens to remain in the United States while hugely expanding legal immigration levels, to prove to Democrats that they are not racist. It's impossible if we, the Republicans, put together a bill like this one on the floor. For any Democrat with Hispanics, supposedly you know Hispanics belong to the Democrats. No, not anymore, because right now we're going to be demonstrating to the Dems that we are not such a bunch of racists, that we are giving them dignity, not citizenship, Salazar told Fox News's Brian Kilmeade on his radio show. This is the future of the Republican Party. Everyone knows that the coalition, we're part of the coalition that put Trump into the White House, Salazar continued. He says it himself. I won the 7 swing states, and for them, the Hispanics put me over the top and I won the popular vote. He's the guy, that's why I'm saying, hey, Mr. President, you have to sign this bill. Salazar's bill, as Breitbart News has detailed for years, would offer amnesty to the roughly 10.5 million illegal aliens who lived in the U.S. prior to 2021, so long as they meet some requirements, while more than doubling employment-based legal immigration and blowing open foreign student pipelines in the hopes of giving special corporate interests a continuous flow of foreign labor to hire. Thus far, the DIGNY.Act has garnered support from 19 House Republicans, including Reps. Mike Lawler, RNY, Monica De La Cruz, RTX, Nick LaLota, RNY, and Zachary Nunn, RIA, among others. During the interview, Salazar repeatedly makes the claim that her bill does not offer any form of a path to citizenship for illegal aliens, with no pushback from Kilmeade. The only thing we're going to give those people is the ability to stay and continue working in 5 important sectors, Salazar says, to which Kilmeade responds, not citizenship? I have no path to citizenship ever in the Dignity Act, and that is why I very much appreciate the fact that you're letting me clear the record, because some of my critics are saying whatever they want to say, Salazar said. Kilmeade, using Salazar's talking point, said the bill is not amnesty because you're not giving citizenship. In fact, the DIGNY.Act allows millions of illegal aliens considered dreamers to adjust their status to secure green cards, which puts them on a track to eventually gain naturalized American citizenship. Similarly, the DIGNY.Act would likely increase naturalizations thanks to its provisions that massively increase the allotment of employment-based green cards. Those on such green cards can apply for naturalized citizenship after having lived in the U.S. for just 5 years. In addition to the DREAM Act amnesty provisions, the bill also allows most of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens to remain in the U.S. through the so-called Dignity Program, which eventually earns them dignity status to stay in the country indefinitely. Salazar's DIGNY.Act would codify the optional practical training, OPT, which gives a 15.5% discount to businesses that hire foreign U.S. graduates over Americans who recently graduated from colleges and universities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.